Blog Talk Radio.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. In the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There are glorious tracks. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
And welcome to this Tuesday night. And I tell you what, it was storming earlier, but it's all clearing out and stuff. And thought I was going to get blown away there for a while, but I'm still here. Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother? Wasn't it crazy today?
Oh, yeah, doing well tonight, man. We're getting a little weather here in Texas, not much. A little rain and stuff, a little thunder and lightning. I saw when you sent that pic, it looked like y'all fixing to get a little storming going on over there, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a tornado forming over the volcano, and I was watching that, and I was like, cool. You know, we don't see that very often and stuff. And, yeah, I do live behind the volcano. Virgil said he's going to call in. He's going to stuff his face with the chili dogs. He'd be calling in here in a little bit. So, but I tell you what, I was watching the DNC today, the Illinois bar. They wouldn't let that man talk for shit. I mean, they were like, why don't you answer Mr. Barr? It's like they wouldn't give him time to answer back. You know?
Hey, brother, you're awful garbly there.
I might be, let me turn these down. Is that better?
Yeah, it seems sure to be. Yeah, Bar kind of handed in their ass today. I didn't get to see much of it. I caught a little bit in the spot on here and there and stuff. And, I mean, I don't know why the Democrats even bothered to call him before Congress, because every time I do, he hands in their ass on a platter.
Right,
and,
right.
I do like that about the man, but I am still horribly, horribly disappointed in him, because there's been absolutely no charges
right
brought against the people leading this treasonous coup. The world's biggest and most powerful pedophiles are still running around loose, abusing children. Nobody's been arrested, so.
right?
I mean, well, I enjoy watching him talk to still a spineless, he's still a spineless, gutless piece of shit for me for not having these people arrested.
Right, and it's like, you know, he said, it's like you said many things over. He's had plenty of time to bring charges up. Tom Hanks has already fled the country. Oprah Winfrey's getting ready to be the next. I mean, what the fuck?
I know.
Do your job.
Yeah. You got to ask yourself, man, as American people get tired, everybody's getting frustrated. The CDC has come out and said, you know what, wearing masks doesn't work. It's not a good idea. Most people shouldn't do it, da-da-da-da-da, like that. And have you seen any governor stop this stupid fucking shit? No. It's all about power.
No.
It's all about submission.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really fucking sick and tired of arguing with stupid people over it, okay? I'm just fucking
you
fed
and me
up, alright? It's just like the fucking vaccines, brother, right? If vaccines work, what the fuck difference does it make if I'm not vaccinated and you are, right? You're safe, that's not me. The same fucking thing with the test. If you're
vaccinated, well, here's
what's
going on.
Well, hang on,
let me finish
real quick. But, you know, if your mask works, if your mask actually protects you, which we all know it doesn't because we know what it takes to stop the microbes of the coronavirus and bandanas and dust masks and all this shit does not work. It doesn't do anything. But if you want to believe it works, please, by all means, do. But if your mask works, what fucking difference does it make whether I wear one or not?
Right.
You know,
and here's the thing.
Go ahead.
There's a report out. The mask, people are breathing in the carbon and stuff. They're getting infections in their lungs, and they're getting cancer from it. There's an actual fact report
that's
coming out on
this. This has gotten so fucking absurd. And the Merc, you know, and I'm sorry if I insult somebody tonight, good. All right, the American people are fucking stupid creatures, all right? They are just, this is why intelligent life doesn't talk to Let me finish. This is why intelligent life doesn't talk to us. And when they do decide they're going to have contact with us, they shove things up people's asses, all right? Because they're stupid.
Well, we got Carver Lee on here. I know she's wanting to listen. But, you know, last night I should have sent the alarm. Those 12 doctors that came on, okay, immediately. Twitter, YouTube,
they deleted all their shit, man. You can't find their shit anywhere on Facebook.
Oh, I'll have it. Let me finish, man.
And where is the Republican Party? Where is the fucking Republican Party? Tell me part of it. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you think the Republican Party is going to save you, you're... Oh, my God. I am just so incredibly tired of the fucking human race right now. I've just had it with the whole motherfucking lot of them. I hope you all motherfucking die.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
I'm right there with you, Russell. I'm there with you. I'm right there at that point. It's like, fuck, what do you
Russell,
need?
Russell, you are not my spotter.
That's why I'm glad I'm here in the desert, man, to get away from all those crazy fuckers out there in the city. Go ahead, Carmelita. What's up, girl?
Just listen to these guys. Oh, shit. I don't know. Let's see. I had to check into a hotel because I don't have a house anymore in Maryland. So I had to check into a damn hotel, okay? Now I'm not going to shit you, okay? I check in. And you guys know I keep a body camera on, right? So I got two fucking body cameras on me, one on my chest, one on my left shoulder, just like, you know, the cops wear. I got a knife on the right side of me, and I got a fucking taser clipped to my belt on the left side of me. I come in the fucking hotel, and they know my daughter, and then all of a sudden, you know, I check in and everything, and the past few days have been funny as shit, because the manager said to me, he says, ma'am, I says, what? He says, you scare me. You scare me. I'm like, what the fuck? I said, why the hell would you do something like that? He says, you just don't have, he goes, you and your daughter are two different people. I said, yes, we are. I said, she's a girly bitch, and I'm the one, I swear to God, you come at me, I'm going to fuck you up. I said, he says, yeah, ma'am. He says, I could tell that, because I was like, this one girl, I seen a poor girl who was cleaning the rooms, right? She's in the freaking hall. It's hot as shit in the hallways in this hotel room, and they're making you wear masks inside the hotel room, right? I don't wear shit. I ain't wearing a fucking thing.
Wow.
And if I do have to put a mask on, that shit's like right at the top of my lip, and mine says, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, have a nice day. That's the mask I have, but they're making them wear it, right? So this poor girl, she's in the hall, and I mean, I looked at this girl. This girl was like ready to go down. I said, hey, I said, are you okay? She goes, I can't breathe. I said, take the mask off. Take it off, take it off. I hurried up and checked her, and, you know, because I wanted to check her stats. Her heart rate was 109 beats per minute. I mean, it was freaking,
yeah,
I said, girl, you're going to fall any moment now. I told her, I said, keep the mask off. Go get the towel, put some ice in it, wet it, and put it on the back of your neck. I said, you've got to bring your heart rate down. I said, because you're going to pass out. And, I mean, I see these people out here, and I'm sorry. Quite honestly, I just laugh. That's what I do now. Mm-hmm. I laugh. Because if your dumb fucking ass wants to be walking around in 104-degree weather with a damn mask on, then guess what? When your ass falls down, I'm walking right past you. I shit you not.
Yeah.
I ain't
yeah,
even going to drop any water on your ass. I won't drop water on your ass or nothing. I just walk right past you.
I did tell y'all the gas station story, didn't I? I stopped at a gas station to fill up my Jeep, right? And my Jeep's kind of tactical looking and stuff like that. And I step out, and of course I've got my I was carrying my Glock that day. It's on my side. I get out, I'm filling up my Jeep and stuff. And this car over there would coexist in 49 other fucking bumper stickers stuck in the rear view, the rear window, you know, just making, you know, the rear view mirror completely useless. So this bitch comes out of there, just figures she's going to rag on me about not wearing a mask and blah, 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 blah. And her little fucking long-haired boyfriend fucking stepped out of there. Not that I got anything against long-haired stuff. He stepped out of there, and I look at him, and I tell him, I said, you need to shut this fucking cunt up, because I'm fixing to knock her out, boy. And he bowed up like he's going to defend his girlfriend, and I just fucking left him laying on the fucking concrete at the gas pump. I hit him one time.
You never get anything for us on video, man. What the fuck?
I traveled by myself.
Damn. You messing it all. I talked to him. Where's Virgil? Is Virgil on yet?
No, he's grabbing a hot dog or a midget pole dancer or something. He'd be on shortly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really funny. I said to I talked to him, right? I said, hey, Virgil, what if I whispered in your ear? And it was funny as shit. I said, what if I whispered in your ear, Ruger Precision 338 Lapua with a Razor HD Gen 2 scope, D-Ball A4 laser? He said, I have a hard on for life.
Wow.
I said, holy shit. Hey, have you seen one before, William?
No,
you
I
have, Russell.
Before.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Russell,
I know what you're talking about. I got a chubby right now. You want to feel it?
Oh, really? See, look at that. You men get all excited when a woman mentions that kind of weapon. Your weapons get all wiry.
Life of those 12 doctors that came on national TV. and announced all this, you know, that the COVID-19 bullshit, you know, they got cure, which is hydrocodone. But the whole thing got deleted. I got the video. I have that
with the hydroxychloroquine, yeah. Zithromycin, and zinc. And I'm telling you right now, it works. Okay, Russell knows all about our hydroxychloroquine. We had to take it in the military. It sucks a dick.
Yes, we did.
Why? It sucks a dick, but it does work. And because normally when you come back now, what they're doing is they hit you up. When you come back from overseas, from doing a tour overseas, they hit you up with you got to go through, you know, all your exams and everything, and then you got to take, I think it's 14 days of doxycycline. They always hit you with that stuff, man. We always got hit with that. And it's like you get all these shots, you know. Like I tell everybody, I said, you know, everybody wants to sit back and say this, this, and that. I said, what they don't realize is the military has been the government's guinea pig since day one. They've been firing us up with all kinds of shit. It's a wonder we don't have mercury running through our veins. I mean, who in the right mind, you know, it was fucking the Clintons. The Clintons are the ones who wanted, you know, anthrax. Oh, they need anthrax. Bitch, you first. Because if they come out with this motherfucking COVID-19 bullshit, I want Gates to take it first. I want all his grandchildren, all his children, and stab his fucking wife in the forehead with it. And then grab up Tom Hanks, his little ugly bitch wife, their kids, Oprah, Ellen DeGeneres, all of them. Let them take the COVID-19 test first. If I see you maybe after 30 motherfucking days, then guess what? We'll talk. Until then, shut the fuck up because I ain't taking shit for you.
Let me tell you something. They have shoved so much shit into us and shoved so much shit down our throats that I swear to God, I just swear, I didn't mean that God, didn't mean to push y'all, sorry. We can sprinkle COVID-19 on our fucking cornflakes in the morning.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking, dude. I think, you know, we've had so much shit put in us. I mean, it's like, you know, when they lost my records. I mean, who the hell gives somebody 6 Hep A and 6 Hep B shots, you dumb fucks? That's WOMAC for you, man. That's why I said nobody at Bragg's touching me. You guys are assholes. I mean, it was bad enough when I got my leg. Yeah, it was on my fourth surgery, and he marked the wrong leg. I'm like, whoa, doc, whoa. Take that smiley face off of there, buddy. That's the wrong one, remember? And the colonel's like, oh, shit, yeah. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, God. Thank God it's not an amputation. What the hell's wrong with y'all? And, you know, I can't get in to see my doc. Supposed to have surgery, by the way, in May. That got canceled. Then they moved it to July. That got canceled. Now I'm still waiting to be heard for the docs to call me. Oh, and I got a 26-year-old primary care manager. I don't know whether to burp him or change his fucking diaper.
Go ahead.
Well, you'd have a still day with him.
Oh, I am, because everyone that I've gotten so far, the little boys, believe me, right away they just sit there looking like, oh, shit. I'm like, that's right, guys. When I come in, they walk like they're on eggshells. Because I question them. I'm like, all right, how long have you been resident? How long have you been here? When did you finish medical school? What was your GPA? What's your specialty? Do you even know what you're doing? Do you know how to do a physical? And they're like, yep, I get them all confused and scared. And they're like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. We got to go get a real doctor. I said, exactly. Come back with somebody who's like 70.
You sell out
these kids, man. They're kids. They're all kids. They're little baby bugs. I got the message from TRICARE saying you got a new PCM. So, of course, me, you know, I want to know who the hell I got. And for some reason, I keep getting all the WAPs. So, you know, I mean, my last one was Lapriato. Oh, no, I did have a female, Major McClintock. But then before her was Lapriato and then another one. Now I got Gecko or Geeko or, I don't know, Rico. I don't know, Greco. That's his name. Yeah, his name is Greco. So I asked her, I said, what is he? I said, is he a civilian or is he military? She said, he's military. I said, and what rank is he? She goes, he's a lieutenant. I said, well, fuck me. A graduate from West Point. I said, yep, nope, not happening. She goes, well, ma'am, you need an appointment. I don't need a fucking appointment. I said, hey, he ain't touching me. I said, look, lady, last time I got a physical down there, the damn 26-year-old boy took my heart right through three shirts, and one was a sweatshirt. You're going to tell me you hear my heartbeat? I said, come on now. I said, either one, he was afraid to stick his stethoscope down my top. It's not like he'd be the first one to touch my tits. I said, but he didn't even do the physical properly. I said, because I would love to know what my heart rate was through them three shirts. And that's when he got upset. And he's like, well, I'm going to go get somebody. Yeah, go get somebody. He brings another doc in. This doc's got long-ass hair, gray as shit. He looked like the doc off Back to the Future. He's just standing there, and I'm like, I knew why this motherfucker became a doctor. He wanted it illegal to so he could get the drugs, because this is a story right here. I looked right at him. I said, yeah, buddy, you're a stoner. He had long, I mean, I've never seen anybody that old with hair down to his, I was like, what the fuck? That's as bad as the 90s. What was it? You know when we go to MEPS, Russell? We had to go to MEPS for physical at all?
Yeah.
I had, I shit you not, he was 90 years old, still doing physicals at MEPS at Fort Meade. I'm on this table. Now, you got to remember the docs got to do all the whole exam, you know, the breast exam and all. I shit you not, it took him at least 25 minutes to make it from the doorway over to where I was laying, and he took his finger, poked me twice on each boob, and said, good. And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? I said, oh, my God. And the nurse, she was trying so hard not to laugh. I said, is he going to die? I said, he looks like he's going to die. I said, is he okay? I said, what was that all about? I said, what does that go on my chart as? I said, because I never had that done before. She says, yeah, he's been here a long time. Everybody tells him to retire, but he doesn't want to give up. I was like, he needs to give up. That poor man. It was funny. But now I have a 26-year-old now. But what do you think about this Antifa?
Right. Well, speaking of that, I mean, you know, Portland is burning to the ground. The mayors and governors are screaming, "Move that fence, you guys! We're going to find the federal agency $1,500 a minute."
Oh, give me a break. Were we talking about Beetlejuice?
No, this is up in Portland, Oregon.
Oh,
they're
man, Portland, Oregon is like...
They're going to find the federal agents up there for leaving that fence up at the courthouse and everything. Well, like, you know, get this fucking burned down.
I want to find them.
Mm-hmm.
Who came up with that shit?
The mayor did. The mayor of Portland.
Oh, God. I tell people all the time, I said, look, man, you guys are targeting the wrong people. We were at Walmart. Well, I had to stop with my daughter at Walmart, right? Well, like I said, again, I don't go anywhere. Well, I don't like going there at all either, okay? But my medications were called in there, and I didn't have a chance to get them, which meant I had to go there today and tell them again they had to refill them because they put them back. See, the military is supposed to be mailing me my drugs. That's not happening. So there was cops. I mean, there was a cop, and then there was a rent-a-cop. I don't know what the hell they want to call them. And like I said, I don't go anywhere without a body camera and shit on. And everybody's like, well, you got to give a warning. You got to give a warning. I said, well, what do you mean I got to give a warning? Because somebody just got beaten up there. A young white male got beaten up by a black male for no reason at all. They just beat the fuck out of him for no reason. So they're like, you have to give a warning shot. I said, a warning shot? I said, here's my warning shot. I got two body cameras on, a fucking taser, and two knives. Which one do you want first as a warning? I said, because I'm not letting you get close enough to me. I said, y'all motherfuckers, I don't let nobody get close to me. I don't want you behind me. I don't want you beside me. I want your asses in front of me so I know what's coming from where. I told my daughter, I said, I said, Erica, keep your head on a swivel, man. I said, you can't trust these motherfuckers out here today. I mean, these crazy-ass little white libtards. The little Antifa fucks, let me tell you what, they're just, I'm telling you, man, you will smack them in the head. It's like your mama dropped you, didn't she? She either dropped
you
or you've been on a tip.
Well, Jim Jordan went off, he put Nadler in his place because, you know, Nadler was saying, well, this is, Antifa's just a myth, so is Portland. And they shut him in.
A myth?
Jim Jordan had, Yeah. And Jim Jordan had the handlers ask to him. He showed his complete video up there, and he goes, "Now, is this a mess?"
Is he telling the parents that lost their children up there that it's a myth? What about the one-year-old child in Minnesota that was shot? What about the two three-year-olds that were shot? What about the five-year-old that was shot? What about the 10-year-old little girl that was shot? Is that a myth? You know,
right.
I mean, he better wake up and realize what the fuck's going on.
But seeing all this craziness, we know why it's going on. It's like what Virgil Russell's been saying. It's to distract everybody from what's really going on behind the scenes.
Oh, that's what it is. It's a distraction because they, you know, they're pushing false narratives. Tomorrow you've got, let's see, you got the CEOs of Amazon, Apple, Google, and Facebook that have to testify tomorrow. So they're preparing for that. Barr fucking ripped them to pieces, man. He ripped them to pieces today, to my understanding. So, I mean, I can't wait for the shit show tomorrow. And then you got Tom Hanks and his weasel wife. They're now citizens of Greece. Is there any extradition? Is no extradition in Greece or something?
No, there's not.
There's
so what's
no
he going to change his name to? Poulos.
If you have the disease which harms children, they consider it a disability, and he's declaring disability over there in Greece for it.
You better be kidding.
Nope.
He claimed disability because he's a fucking whack job.
In Greece, pedophilia is considered a a handicap, I guess a mental disorder, something like that. But they have a completely different view on it.
Mental disorder. Okay, well, we call that child abuse, and normally they go to prison. You don't get a slap on the wrist and get a nice little cozy hotel. I mean, we give you a nice cozy room. It might be at the state penitentiary, and, you know, the little boys will get to play with you. But what's going on with Ellen what the hell is her name? Ellen DeGeneres?
Her name is on the flight log. Oprah's name's on the flight log. I got the actual flight logs I'll give it to you guys. Somebody sent it to me. And all of them are on this flight log. It's the original flight log.
What about Kimmel?
Yep, he's on there.
So
JG something.
Hey, I haven't heard anything about Maxwell. What's going on with her? She dead yet?
No, I'm taking Russell.
She's not dead yet. They're waiting for their opportune time there. But y'all heard about Bing, right? Bing was a big buddy of Bill Clinton and Epstein. They were big party, hard party buddies, running around, good friends and all that kind of stuff. Bing was very well off in the individual financier entrepreneur, that kind of stuff. Rich, happy, living a good life. And day before yesterday, he threw himself out of a 27-story window. So the Clinton body count continues.
Oh my God! He threw himself out of a what?
27-story building.
Why didn't I hear that shit? Wait, whoa. I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
we've been posting that.
B-I-N-G, Bing. Yep,
wow.
Yep, and he was being leaned on, and from what I understand, Ghislaine or Maxwell, however you say her first fucking name or whatever. Now, I haven't seen anything confirming this, but I've heard she's changed her story since they turned her over to New York Authority, instead of putting her in the safe house and locking her down and keeping her safe, they put her in the same prison that her buddy Epstein hung himself in. And all of a sudden, I'm hearing that she's clammed up. She's not saying anything. So I don't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just kind of back channel scuttlebutt.
Right, and there's another story going around about that too, Russell. Is that they're turning off the cameras. They're giving her privacy. They're giving her, they're keeping her by herself. They have all this privacy. So, yeah, they're getting ready.
What do you mean giving her privacy? The bitch is in prison. She don't need no privacy. Yeah, you give that shit up when you commit a crime.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I believe the part about turning off the cameras and stuff like that. I find that kind of hard to believe. I think that may just
be.
Yeah,
there was an article out on it. I'll post it to you.
Dude, that's insane, dude.
Well,
that is insane, so.
Virgil told me to dial him from the show, so I'm going to call him right now. So you're going to hear a. There we go.
Who are you calling?
Virgil.
Yeah, I got a call. He told me. No, that's not going to let me.
He's with the naked midgets. God, I'm dying over here.
There we go. Hanging up on it. Well, you must not be getting reception down there because you keep hanging up. But anyway, yeah, I mean, this is all getting bizarre. And there was an article on that yesterday about, you know, they were saying, well, we're going to give her privacy, this and that. So we're turning off the video cams. It's not getting all this. Guards, it's going to guard her like it was. And none, 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 none. You know, I'll send that to you. But it's in there.
Wow. She's a prisoner. What part don't they get? Prisoner? A prisoner. They're stupid.
They're getting ready for the kill. They're setting up for the kill.
Setting up for what kill?
She's gonna
they ain't
going to
get it. Let me
That's
tell you what. Yeah, but look at this. There's a lot of people running right now, man. They're running. Like, I mean, running. I mean, what happened to De Niro? I haven't heard anything out of him.
He shut the fuck up.
I haven't heard. So did Tom Arnold. He shut up. You haven't heard a piece out of him. Same with Jim Curry.
His
name.
Jim Carrey. He looks like
Jim
a little
Carrey,
pedophile. Yeah. It's sad, man.
I mean, you haven't heard, even Alyssa Milano, you haven't heard a piece out of her either. None of them.
I don't like that little bitch.
You know,
I don't like
so
her at all.
But like Russell and I were saying earlier, when the hell is A.G. Barr going to do something? We're tired of
all
fucking
I know,
waiting.
I'm tired of fucking waiting for the Republicans to let their balls drop.
They're not
they ain't got them. I called them.
The Republicans are just as guilty as the Democrats on all this China and all this other bullshit. They're tits on a boar hog, and that's what they're going to stay, tits on a boar hog. They're useless.
Yep. I even said that to Senator Steve Pierce today. He called him up again and shoot his ass out.
Well, what happened to your piece of shit,
balls.
Governor? I mean, your piece of shit governor was supposed to be held responsible, you said.
Well, right now, they got her cornered. I was talking to a reporter last night, and him and I were exchanging some things last night. And he said that they've asked for facts for her to provide factors for why she's closing these businesses down, that she won't provide any.
Because she don't have
any. Exactly. But she stands before the Supreme Court next week and everything. So we'll see what's going to happen. We've got so many lawsuits filed on her. There's an investigation going on now with the PPE where she's funneled lots and lots of money into her.
Well, Governor Hogan is trying to make it mandatory for 2 years for people to wear masks. I told him to suck a dick. So, you know, I mean, told my daughter can't do this. My daughter's going to have major surgeries. She's got two major surgeries coming up. So one on September 15th, and that's an 8 to 12 week recovery, and then another one. And it's like Hogan is, I don't know, man. Hogan's a piece of shit. But I'll tell you what, too many attitude. A lot of people now, I can honestly tell you, though, I have met a lot of people who are like, man, this is bullshit. This is all bullshit. I said, welcome to socialism.
Well, right
how you fucking like it?
Well, right now up in Santa Fe, there's some friends of mine that I know very well that are up there at the roundhouse. They've actually chained the door walking the governor out. Gave us 30 days notice. He said, you ain't coming in. This is our building, and you ain't coming in. And they're still there.
Now,
I figured they'd be arrested.
What do you think Omar's chances are?
Zero. She's going to get her ass.
You think she will get thrown out?
Yeah.
Russell?
No, she will not. She will absolutely not. Fucking Clinton and Obama put 70,000 Muslim refugees in that congressional district. She's not going anywhere. It takes about 6,000 to 7,000.
I know.
They'll have to shoot her.
AOC lost her primary, so
yep.
I heard about that. So she's going down. And so
she lost the primary.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
so,
right. Bye bye, you little Boricua bitch.
And that other one, she saw the big mouth that was all celebrating. They're going to get rid of the motherfucker. That one, she lost her primary.
Who?
So,
she lost the primary also?
Who did?
Talib.
Whatever her name is. Doesn't remember the squad.
I hadn't heard that anywhere.
That's been all over. Because there was an article wrote up about her saying that she's lost the primary and everything. And she's all that she's calling for a jihad.
She's calling for what?
Jihad.
Yeah, I got a jihad for her.
Her mouth is
as big as
a shoulder with her big mouth open, as big as Camilla Harris has. So, no telling.
I didn't know that AOC lost the primary, guys. I didn't know. I haven't been following it.
I have not heard that at all. Joseph, you got to watch some of the stuff you come up with, because that would have been all over everywhere today.
About a week ago when the primaries was going on that she lost it. She did lose the primaries, but, you know, this is Democrat. She lost it to another Democrat. That's what happened. She lost it to a Democrat, not a Republican.
I don't give a shit who she lost it to, as long as the bitch lost it.
Of course she's going to lose a primary to another Democrat. Republicans and Democrats don't run against each other in primaries.
right.
What the fuck?
But who won? Who won the primary?
I'm trying to think of it. I'll have to dig an article up, and I'll send it. But, yeah, there was a name of a Democrat, and it was a dude. That's all I can remember off of it. It was a guy. So, but,
dude, tell me it wasn't that Muslim guy that was running that district. Please tell me it wasn't him.
I don't think it was a Muslim. It was a white dude. If I remember correctly, a young white guy that was running.
Another bartender?
First time runner. He was a first time runner, so.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that she – I had no idea that she lost the primary to somebody else. I didn't hear anything about that. I thought that would be, like, all over the place.
And you bet hurl, and as long as
I thought it would
know,
be too. I'm
here.
Just gonna Google that because that would have been everywhere, and it has.
Yeah, it was actually. It was actually, but Zuddy Small and Yvette Harrell tied in the primaries over here, so it's a toss up between those two and everything. So, but you know, it's. I don't know this election, man. The way they got it all.
I don't believe that. I heard that she won by landslide. AOC wins Democratic primary against Michelle Caruso. Cabrera. She won her primary.
Okay,
and
well, there's a rumor.
That's coming from CNN and the New York Times has the same story.
Liberal news. So, who knows, there's so many stories about that.
Yes, she won.
There's
she
not
going to
be in. Yeah. There's not going to be any changes in New York, all right? I mean, look at the shithole. And they're proud of it. They're proud of what they're doing there, man. I mean, they think they got some shit going on. Portland's burning. San Diego's burning. L.A.'s burning. Seattle's burning. Chicago's burning. Detroit's burning. New York's a mess. What people don't realize, this isn't just riots anymore. This is a full-blown socialist revolution we have on our hands here, ladies and gentlemen. And it's only going to get worse because they're being allowed to get away with that. These governors and mayors are fighting President Trump to allow their cities to continue to be burned. And then they're crying, oh, we need federal aid. We need help to repair and replace and da-da-da. Mm-hmm. I saw a picture today, and I forget what county it was there in California. You'll have to forgive me. But there was like four or five pictures that came out of there. And I tell you what, until I saw the friggin' doors on the police vehicles, I thought I was looking at pictures of Syria. I'm talking about just burned out, destroyed police vehicles everywhere. The street looked like it'd been shelled for 3 days by the Hardy Boys. I mean, it's just ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you know, the officers, all officers have backed out of the contract to protect PNC. They're not going to provide security.
Oh, yeah.
PNC.
I saw that. Karma's a bitch, ain't
it?
Yep.
You are?
So,
protecting now.
I think it's great.
The police organization.
I'll tell you what, man. I mean, probably nobody enjoys a good fight more than I do, but I tell you what, right now there's no way I'd put on a fucking badge and go to work. Not for what they
no.
pay. No.
Some of them get paid $8 an hour. Some of them get paid $8 an hour, three stores.
I think starting salaries around $42,000 or the median salary, whatever they call it, starting around $42,000. But I mean, they can hire me and I can fix this stuff real quick, but I'm gonna cost them $1,000 a day.
Mm-hmm. It couldn't pay me enough. You know?
Well, they don't want to pay me a salary. I'll volunteer to go in with the feds for free if I get to shoot something.
Right. Yeah. I think they get
something.
A lot of volunteers for that.
I'm just telling them I want to
pay me. I guess Roger didn't have any symbol where he's at, so, because he said he was going to call
in. Carmelita, you heard about the little Antifa, little rich, bull, white boy in Austin, Texas, didn't you?
Yeah.
He gave the news team that was on the ground saw him. He was strolling through there with his AK-47 talking shit. I guess he spent most of his fucking life playing those games. What are those games called? Call of Duty, or what's the other one they like to play? Call of Duty Halo, but he was strapped with an AK, and he's talking shit about how he's going to do this and that and one thing or another. And anyway, he left the interview, and it wasn't, it was 30 minutes later. He fired at a vehicle, fired 5 rounds, injured nobody in the vehicle. The driver stopped, got out, and put 3 rounds in his fucking chest, and he died on the spot.
I bet he did. That's a dying spot, 2-3 kids, please. What?
You know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. You know, and I think that's why we don't have a whole lot of problems like that. I mean, we've got, don't get me wrong, we've got idiots who try to do shit here. We've got mayors that let it happen, like this piece of shit, corrupt pile of warm dog shit here in Houston and stuff. But, you know, if you get stupid here in Texas, you know, and you think you're going to shoot at cars passing by, or you're going to destroy people's property and stuff like that, this is Texas, man. And if you lift your weapon in a threatening manner, somebody's going to fucking stop your ass, all right?
Yeah.
You know, it's just a fact of life. We're not going to play that shit, man. I mean, fuck, I know how...
My daddy always says, don't ever pull it again unless you're going to use it, because you're going to get used back at you.
Yep, that's how I look at it. I got a grandson's ass today. He was goofing around, even with a Nerf gun. He was pointing it. He pointed it at his mother or something. I got in his ass. I said, let me tell you what. He says, what's this? I said, don't point it at the mother. I said, just don't do that shit, dude. I said, you know, because Colton, you're never going to be able to go shooting. You're not going to take responsibility even with your toys.
Right.
I said, because, it's fine.
Right.
That's
all right. Go ahead, Carmelita.
Did you get that parking space version?
Oh, yeah. Must have been a hell of a hot dog.
Must have been a big hot dog. You're
I just tuned into the show. I just woke up from a little cat nap. I'm kind of tired right now. Y'all gonna have to hit me and trip me at what's going on now.
Just talking about today's interview with Barr with the Democrats up there, you know, and just, you know, talking about that. Talking about the dude up in Austin, Texas.
I kind of caught Lucretia's little rant about it, you know, when I was taking a break, but I didn't catch all of what was going on. I don't know if they're on a fishing expedition or what, but
I mean, David Barr turned it into a fucking circus, man. I'm not the brightest guy in the world, you know, and stuff like that. I graduated from the University of Hard Knocks. And I'm not the brightest person in the world, but you know what? You know, you would figure that if you pull somebody in, and every time you do that, you absolutely get your ass handed to you on a platter. I mean, how? Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have to be the sharpest knife in the drawer not to continue to do that. I mean, you know, am I fucking wrong here? I mean, you know,
I don't know. If it had been me, I would have walked right on out. I would have said, "Fuck y'all," I'm going to walk out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it was absolutely ridiculous. I think the Democratic Party has a masochistic streak in it.
What did they want to know from the man? I mean, what? I mean, what did they want a new? Did they want a new potato salad recipe or what? I mean, you know, I don't know. I didn't see it.
I'm thinking that's pretty much what it was, man. They run the same old stupid shit. Oh, you're President Trump's dog, and you're President Trump, and da 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 da, and because Barr laughed a couple times, really pissed him off, and then he laughed and told Nadler, however you want to say his name, was laughing, shook his head, told you're a real class act, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was a three-ring circus, man. I tell you, it wasn't even worth watching. But Jim Jordan did hit Ken Nadler's ass, though. That was the hour of that.
I didn't see that. What happened there?
He was like, so you think Portland's a myth? I said, here, I got some clips I'm going to show you. He pulls up these video clips and was showing, you know, the riot and how they were burning everything and shooting at the federal agent. And he goes, now, do you think this is a myth?
What did he say?
Just looked at the top. Nadler didn't say anything.
Russell, I don't know whether you've heard or not, but the asshole that got himself executed in Austin, they're making him out to be a fucking hero now. He wasn't a member of Antifa or Black Lives Matter. He was just protecting his wife and this, that, and the other. And I mean, it's just one sob story after another one with this motherfucker. You know?
Yeah.
Not completely eating mine, though, from what I was reading.
Well, they say Austin PD is lying that he never fired a shot out of that rifle. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but I watched the video of that. And more than watch the video, I listen to it. And I'm glad Russell is on this show when I say things like this. I don't give a fuck who you are. An AK-47, a 7.62 by 39 millimeter round, makes a distinctive sound when it is fired. I don't care whether it's fired from 50 feet away. I don't care whether it's fired from 500 yards away. It's going to make a distinctive sound. That son of a bitch fired that rifle.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard enough AK-47s fire day and night around the clock, and I can tell you what, he fired that fucking rifle.
Yeah,
he fired first. Yeah, there's videos of it showing that he was firing at the dude, at the driver. I've seen the videos, and the driver popped right out.
You know, they're saying, they're trying to say this was out there. This was to support. It was a protest, not only for Black Lives Matter, but to support the police department. Okay, now. How can you be more contradicting and asinine than to make a statement like that? I'll play it for you. I, you know, and you know, if you're for the police department, if you're for law enforcement, you're for obeying the laws. And the law says that you're not supposed to play in the fucking street. Yeah.
Go ahead, Russell. Lost Russell. Go ahead, Russell. When he'll call back.
But you're not supposed. The law says you're not supposed to play in the fucking street and block traffic. So if you're for law enforcement, then you're for the laws on the books. But when you're blocking traffic, you're breaking the law. So, these groups are getting more and more asinine as they go along. I mean, this is just, this is just getting outrageous. They're running out of excuses. They're like a gas tank sucking fumes. You know, they're like an engine sucking fumes. They'll come out with anything to try and survive.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's just one fucking thing after another.
Hey, Russell, start printing some bumper stickers. There's an accidental leak that came out, and I sent you the photos where Joe Biden's going to be picking Kamala Harris as his VP, and it was accidentally leaked by our news organization here in New Mexico.
Well, now I heard that she may have shit in the cornflakes with that statement she made during the primary there and stuff like that, when she called him out on the busing and all that kind of stuff, and she never apologized for it, never backed down from it, and scuttlebutt I'm hearing is that may have cost her. I don't know. The Democratic Party's so fucked up. Who knows who they're going to pick?
No, he can't remember from one day of the text.
I'm waiting to see if that shit is Photoshop, if it's live, or if it's Memorex with the plastic surgery she had. I'm waiting to see that.
Oh, my God. That was real.
I mean, I've got to see this. I've got
even
to see
Trump
this Michael Jackson makeup job here.
Right. Even Trump tweeted, he was like, what the hell happened to Amelia's face? I tweeted back and I said, well, she must have gotten John Lewis in the ward while they were still putting the embalming fluid in them.
I don't know. I mean, they must have invented a way to put a tanning booth in reverse.
Yeah, I don't know, brother. Even Lightfoot's wife, or whatever you want to call her. Oh my God, have you seen any of that?
No, I haven't seen much, Joe. I've been on the road.
It was a dude that turned himself into a woman and made himself back into a dude that made himself back into a woman again.
whatever floats his bass tracker, that's all I can tell him.
The husband or wife or what you want to call it, but oh God, there's a lot of crazy. I don't know, man.
Oh, you can't tell me nothing about crazy. I live in the truck driver world. I see crazy every fucking day.
Right.
Especially on this East Coast where I'm at in Virginia right now. Lord have mercy.
I bet you've seen a lot down here.
And I gotta go through Maryland tomorrow and go to New Jersey. So I'm really gonna see
it. That's where Carmelita's at right now, is up in Maryland.
Yep. So. She called me today and told me, Carmelita, you still there?
Her phone died on her. She started her phone.
Oh.
I tell you, man, I don't know. I mean, you have to laugh. You have to wonder what the fuck goes on in her mind, man.
I'm like Russell. It all went downhill when them chicken sandwiches came out. When them chicken sandwiches came out, it just went downhill.
Yep.
Right.
You know,
right.
August 29th,
I got cussed out lower than a dog when they were posting about all of that stuff that happened in Louisville, and I put it on there. I said, rumor has it there was a chicken sandwich involved. Oh, you redneck racist motherfucker and all. And boy, you. Oh, my God. Boy, they came out. I tell you what, it's getting to the point where I ain't going to bite my tongue no more. I'm going to start posting some black jokes. I don't give a fuck about Facebook jail. I've got several accounts, you know. I'll fall back to the next one. You know.
Well, I just got out of Facebook jail yesterday, so I'll be back in about 4 days.
I think I'm going to post one about how do you drive a black man crazy. You know, I drive a black man crazy. Huh? You know, I do it.
Put him
in a round room and give him a slice of watermelon and tell him to go sit in the corner and eat it.
Oh, God.
I've heard that one wrong. That's an old joke.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't know. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just, they're just trying to poison people's souls to where, mm-hmm. I mean, even, and what's got me scared about this, what's got me so, I mean, really scared about this, is that, you know, you have people within the black community that have really mm-hmm. good sense, really good sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, these people, they can sit down and have an intelligent conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Adam West. I mean, some of them talk just like him. I mean, they're highly intelligent. But what's got me scared, and Russell's pretty much scared, is that we have individuals on our side of the tracks which don't take time to assess intelligence mm-hmm. of an individual. They just judge the book by its cover. And some of our friends are going to get hurt in this, and they're going to be 100% innocent bystanders in this because some dumbass fucking peck of wood, cracker, redneck motherfucker is going to say, well, shit, that son of a bitch, they all look alike to me. Bam! You know? That's my worst fear. That's my worst fear out of all of this. Because, you know, and
she was talking about that yesterday.
More and more blacks, I'm looking at more and more black videos on Facebook, and a lot of the black people are getting tired of this bullshit. A lot of the black people are getting fed up and tired of this bullshit.
You know, they even stand up against Black Lives Matter. I mean, I've seen quite a lot of videos today on that.
Well, it's like, you know, the one black guy said, you know, he don't have to worry about getting shot by the police because he don't break the fucking law. You know, and when he does interact with the police, he doesn't act like a damn fool and resist arrest and all that other bullshit. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And,
yep.
You know, he talked about them walking around with their pants down below their ass and everything else. And it, you know, I mean, just a lot of the black communities get tired of it, too. They're just tired of fed up with it. Because they are the double victims in this. They are the double victims, okay? Number one, you know, even though you have bad elements within the good entity, such as police departments, mm-hmm. you've got some guys, some people that are cops that just should not be cops. You do have mm-hmm. that. I'm going to admit to that. and they are victim, and they are making victims of these people, and also Black Lives Matter when you burn your own fucking neighborhoods down, and you make threats.
Yeah.
This fucking ass clown, fucking Grandmaster Jay, you know, threatening that if they don't do something to the people involved in that shooting or whatever, before they even get all the facts in, you know, they're going to come back and they're going to burn that motherfucker down. You know,
yeah,
to me, that's public intimidation. That's public intimidation.
Oh, yeah.
He should have been arrested
yeah.
right then and there.
Yeah. Well, then he changed his tune. Well, if they don't get their way, he's going to leave the country.
I tell you what. There's another joke about that. White guy was at an airport. Black guy was trying to buy a ticket back to Africa, and he was a dollar short. And he went around asking people, and he walked up to that white guy, and he said, "Excuse me, sir, I need a dollar to get back to Africa." He handed him a $100 bill. He said, "Here, take 99 more with you."
That was a good one.
Right. Well, guys, it's
time
for that time.
Yeah,
and everything. We'll be back on Thursday.
Another
retired
virgin.
I'm kind of.
Oh man, I had to work. I mean, I didn't even pull the air brakes on this motherfucker. I'm at this pilot somewhere up in ass bumfuck Egypt, Virginia. Ain't even pull the goddamn air brakes on this son of a bitch. And this fucking prostitute comes up to me asking me if I want a BJ, you know. I mean, and I told her no, and she had on one of them loose mini skirts and had one of them big old Congo butts, looked like two baby hogs trying to fight their way out of a sack when she walked off. But, I just ain't had a moment's peace today fighting through all these mountains and everything with this damn truck. This son of a bitch is weighing 79,000 pounds going up these mountains. I burned some fuel in this son of a bitch today. And didn't
right.
do for 300 miles. Didn't do
well,
for 300 miles.
Did she at least have teeth?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she had gray and purple hair. She had straight gray and purple hair. I don't know whether it was a wig or what. But I mean, God damn,
like,
man.
Not like she might have been one of the prostitutes from LA. Might have worked her way down there.
I don't know.
Right. Well, hey, my dad was truck driver, brother. I've seen many of them down there in LA like that.
Yes.
But anyway, we'll go ahead and sign off. We'll come back on Thursday and everything. So we hope you all are safe on the road there, Virgil. And you see Russell. Don't work too hard.
All right.
You guys want to say anything before we sign off?
Nope. Yes.
Yes. Adios.
Adios.
All right, everybody. We'll see y'all here Thursday night.
All righty.
Be careful.
All right, bye-bye.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.